right, folks, we are live. It's the Info Warrior this Tuesday, June 2nd, 2009. We're going to be taking your calls 866-582-9933. And in the second hour, we're going to have both Luke Radowski and Manny Badillo of WeAreChange.org out of New York City on to discuss their latest confrontation with the senator out of New York, the woman who replaced Hillary Clinton. We played the video on the air yesterday. We're probably going to play that again today. Lots of videos to play for you yet again on the Info Warrior. You know, I despise Glenn Beck probably more than most disingenuous news personalities, if you will. However, he was good enough recently to have a member of CampaignForLiberty.org on his program, where she was portrayed in a positive light. And she got a lot of really good things out there. She talked about Campaign for Liberty. She talked about the fact that we need to hold the government accountable. She said some very intelligent things about the Federal Reserve System and why they needed to be audited. Actually covered 1207. There's a couple mainstream news outlets that have covered it once. And I think this is the first time I saw Glenn Beck cover it. I know one of the main guys out of CNN also covered it. That clip coming up this hour. Now, I'm not quite sure what to make of this story about Jay Rockefeller. We just checked into it, and I thought I was sure because I've been reporting on it. Jay Rockefeller sponsored the Cybersecurity Act that's currently in the House. Now, we've been focusing on that and the Cyberbullying Act, which is being promoted by none other than pop sensation Hannah Montana. Now, there's some articles out there I'm being sent. Rockefeller cautions about administrative cybersecurity paranoia. West Virginia Senator Jay Rockefeller has slammed two proposed bills that would step up monitoring of the internet by the government. Calling the internet development a pinnacle of information age, he lamented the worries about security could use back to pieces of paper. Both the Bush and Obama administrations had indicated the internet attacks threatened America more than terrorists in airplanes. Yeah, well, how about government black ops in airplanes? Those are the real terrorists that were in the airplanes, sir. Under the right hacking scenario, internet traders can conceivably disrupt or seize control of electrical grids, defense installations, or banking transactions. However, the West Virginia senator believes that the two bills are too restrictive on freedom and civil liberties, which has led to the net's freewheeling expressive content. Now, I'm not sure what to make of this. This could just be Orwellian doublespeak, him coming out against possibly the Cyberbullying Act and a separate cybersecurity act that I'm unaware of. We're going to look into it, and not his own, and saying his is the right bill. See, getting things done incrementally, saying, yeah, those other two are bad, but this one's good. Folks, I don't know how many times I have to explain it in this program, but you are already being tracked, traced, and databased. Let me say it again. Tracked, traced, and databased through everything you do on the internet, through everything you do on your cell phone. It's open. It's out there. AT&T versus Hepting, brought up in January of 2006. Yes, over 3 years ago, and still no resolution. It was thrown out of the federal courts. It's in appellate court right now. They use national security powers to get it thrown out, basically. Said, no, we're the government. We're your gods. We'll do what we want. That's how we roll. And the Bush administration, although they did it illegally, has granted themselves retroactive immunity. That means immunity from all crimes they've done before in the past, which is absolutely ludicrous. Meanwhile, people are ninnying about Leahy and his Truth Commission, which would be nothing but softballs anyway. I mean, Leahy is part of the problem. Pat Leahy is not a good person. I mean, I guess he's, you know, a little bit better of scum than some of the rest, but that doesn't mean that he's not scum. He's scum. Straight up. Learn to live it, not to love it. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Like I said, we'll be taking your calls 866-582-9933. Go check out InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and my Bobby Bloggins, TheInfoWarrior.com.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the 7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the 7store.net. That's the 7store.net, or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $27.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $27.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com.
You know, I want to cover this one before I forget about it. I get a lot of tips. I wasn't able to go through every single email that I got over the weekend, and today I got down to about the last 20 over on my MySpace, went through my Facebook as well. I just printed up this message that somebody sent me who's working outside of Camp Shelby, who's asking the question, is this a brand new civilian camp? And if you could bring up the pictures that he sent me, Jaron, they're the photo bucket pictures. They're from a distance. But there are a couple pictures where you can see at least the facility. And, you know, I just want to read what he said. I mean, I can't confirm or deny this. Over to the left, the first three or four on the top, you can kind of see the facility right there. And I know that you got all those cool little zoom techniques, Jaron. So if we could put those up on the screen, there we go. As I read this, recently I did a job outside of Camp Shelby south of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We were pouring ANC, cutting a concrete slab at the Air Force little landing strip right outside the base. We passed a sign that read, no cameras or video beyond this point, which I could not take a pic of because there was a guard Humvee with a 50 cal riding by, and turned a corner on a road that had been closed to public traffic. What do we see sprawled out before us? A brand spanking new detention facility. Brand new concrete walls, freshly poured and placed, brand new tents, brand new FEMA-type trailers, brand new porta-johns, brand new basketball goals, and brand new, not a scratch on them, guard towers. And there's one of the towers right there on the screen. This facility may have some other function as it does resemble some of the quick temporary bases in the Middle East that soldiers put up. I am not saying that this is some sort of FEMA camp, but it is fishy. The walls were only about 15 to 20 feet high, and there was no razor wire suggesting it was not for dangerous or violent criminals. There was more than one entrance and exit, and I cannot say there was any special mean security surrounding them. There is a couple of curiosities, however. It was not within the main gates of the base. If you knew what you were doing, you could drive right up to it. The road it was on was not at all well kept, but it looked like an abandoned rural road. Camp Shelby is a training facility, but there are plenty of barracks and military housings for new recruits. There were several Humvees also parked there with full gun turrets. My coworker, who is ex-military and not particularly in the know, said, and I quote, "It looks like one of them G-darn civilian camps you keep harping about, Joseph." So, again, these are the picks. I don't think we're going to end up doing a story on InfoWars about this until we, you know, get confirmation on what it is. But send me the pictures. Send me the email. Definitely worth checking out and talking about. Want to get into some tech news. You know, we talked about yesterday what nanotechnology really is, these micro robots that really mimic, you know, small bacteria and other organisms. And they're so small. For instance, the one that we covered yesterday was a sperm-like nanotechnology device with a corkscrew built so it could dive bomb, basically, bacteria and get in there. And it was, I believe, 1/100th the size of a single sperm. I mean, that's how tiny these things get. And I just wanted to read a couple of these new drones. Reconnaissance robots to the rescue. Let's see. And Adena Company sells miniature robots to police and the military and let them see dangers before facing them. These are little reconnaissance robots. They're very, very tiny. It's basically a camera with wheels. And, you know, it just shows you how far we're coming along. At first glance, the Recon Scout IR looks like a small dumbbell. But even at a mere 1.25 pounds, this robot does some heavy lifting. Why don't you scroll down? Because you can barely, in that picture, on the bottom right-hand side, that is the little robot they're talking about, that little black blur there. If you scroll down, there's an actual picture of it, Jaron. Built by Adena-based Recon Robots. There it is right there. The robot transmits video images of dangerous environments before police and troops enter them. It is used by police SWAT teams to defuse violent situations and the military to assess hostile situations from a safe distance. Last year, Burnsville police officers used a scout to locate a person who was armed, suicidal, threatening officers, and barricaded in a condominium complex. And this thing is tiny, 1.2 pounds. You're not going to notice that. It's about 1/5 the size of the little drones that you see going around in Star Wars. You know which ones I'm talking about? The one that Chewbacca's like, and it runs away. We're at the point where we have smaller robots than that being used by the police. I just want people to be aware of it. We are in a technocracy. Things are getting more advanced. In fact, we're going to be reporting on lasers tonight. That's right, laser beams. It's not just for kids anymore, folks. Where is this laser beam story? Yes, Laser Energetics launches Dazer Laser Non-Lethal Laser Weapon. This is out of New Jersey. Laser Energetics, developer of strategic lasers for applications in industry, science, medicine, homeland security, and the military, launched its Dazer Laser Light Fighting Technologies Non-Lethal Laser Weapons to fight enemies and threats. Laser Energetics had a primary focus on its Alexandrite laser technology. Robert D. Battis, founder and CEO of Laser Energetics, said the weapon is humanitarian and will save the lives of both the enforcer and the threat at long ranges. No longer will the enforcer have to risk their lives to bring a threat in closer to them or in order to engage them, which puts the enforcer's life at risk. See, you know, they've got the heat weapons. What this does is it attacks your eyes. You're blinded. You can't see. All of a sudden you start getting dizzy and nauseated and you become immobilized. And if you don't think that the military is going to do this to insurrections, if there's some kind of a civil war in this country or a revolution or, you know, an armed resistance, you're out of your mind. Of course they're going to use this technology. This is what it's for. The two models being introduced are the Dazer Laser Defender and the Dazer Laser Guardian. These non-lethal weapons have the ability to control threats at the range of 1 meter to, get this, 2,400 meters. 2,400 meters. You know, just so people know, because I know there's a lot of dumb people out there, and I'm not saying my audience, but maybe you're sending this to a friend, and they're like, a meter? Well, that's 3 feet. Yeah, it is 3 feet. It's a yard. So 100 yards is a football field. 24 football fields is the range of this thing. 24. Do you get it? I mean, You don't even have to know they're coming to get you for them to hit. I mean, you literally stand there and you're like, and you're tossing cookies. You can't hold anything. You have no idea what's going on. And then the nice men in black uniforms come and pick you up and bring you to the nice little camp. Oh, don't worry. There's a bed there and some food. It's a great place to go. So, I mean, the technology, I mean, we are seeing, I mean, yesterday, folks, we reported on drones in the Middle East that they're taking small GPS devices, little microchips, the ones the size of a grain of rice. The guy's randomly throwing them everywhere. Families, homes, women's homes, children's homes, no big deal. And they are being guided into oblivion. In other words, you know, they're shooting missiles at these things and it's happening. They put them in cars. They'll follow the cars. Oh, Jason, you're making this up. It can't be that bad. It can't be that technocratic, can it? Oh, it can and it is. I mean, that's the reality. And you know what? One of the bigger stories, I don't know how much Jones actually covered it. I know he talked about it, but the new Xbox controller. I've always said that they're going to make you want the chip. Your children are going to be begging for it as the next controller. You're going to be the controller. Well, you are the controller now. It's chip free, but it may be even better for them for a surveillance of a home. And how so? Well, the way this thing works is it has a camera, and that camera can do scans of you, can figure out items, transmits. It's constantly hooked up to the internet, and it's going to be in most families' homes in their living room. So they will literally be able to spy on you in your living room through a third-party Xbox device. Oh, I love you, Microsoft. And we're going to play the clips, and I'm going to be commenting while I do so. And Steven Spielberg, for some reason, was on the Xbox site talking about how great this was. So, you know, go to Xbox.com. Go check it out right now. I mean, I was, you know, jaw on the floor. Couldn't believe that this was what they, I think it's called Project Natal. And there's a story about it over at TheInfoWarrior.com right now if you want to check it out. All right, let's jump to some callers. Then we'll play some clips on the other side. Do a little bit more of a news blitz. Like I said, top of the second hour, we've got Manny and Lou coming on from WeAreChange.org, New York. Let's go to Jack in Georgia. Jack, you're on the line.
Jason, I talked to you, I don't know, a couple of months ago. I asked you about Naomi Wolf and Michael Moore, and you had Naomi Wolf on.
Yes.
I think you ought to have Naomi Wolf on again and put her feet to the fire, see what she thinks about.
You know, I've been trying. I've actually been on her Facebook page because, you know, when she came on my show, she said she had just launched a Facebook. It's a fan Facebook, so there's limited interactions. Basically, I can post on her wall, but it doesn't show up. She actually has to get back to me or approve the post for other people to view it. And as soon as they had this City Year program where they were doing these military type, you know, commercials, I immediately went and I commented on her thing and I asked her to come on the program. I have not heard back from her, but I am going to get my producer on that because I would really like to get her on as well. I mean, we now have Obama openly coming out saying, you know, he's for preventative detention. We just financed the war with another $83 billion, yet they can't find the money to close down Guantanamo Bay. On top of that, City Year is a huge issue. I mean, this is the issue. And not only that, they're also training Boy Scouts now to take on terrorists. So, you know, those are some big things that she kind of alludes to in The End of America and in her book.
I can't believe she would not, you know, think something's going on with this. I just can't believe it.
Well, you know what? She was pretty open when I had her on the program. You know, I tried to hold her feet to the fire as much as I could, but I think you're right. I would like to get her on again and really take it to her. But I like her. I enjoy a lot of her work. Yeah, and I think that she's a great gateway to open people up to this information, bring them into InfoWars, bring them into the Alex Jones Show, bring them into the Info Warrior, so that they do start getting real news. Jack, I thank you for the call. We're going to go to... Oh, you got another thing for me, Jack? Is he still there?
Did you see about Michael Moore's statement?
No, I haven't. Hold over, Jack. I'll hold you over. We'll go back to you on the other side. We'll go to Kathy, Rusty, Mark, and more. 866-582-9933. The latest news over at theinfowarrior.com right now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
To the Info Warrior. We're going through your calls Jack, Kathy, Rusty, Mark, and more, 866-582-9933. Jack, you had a point about Michael Moore?
Okay, did you see his statement on his blog, Goodbye GM? He talks about, I'll just read two sentences. The thing we call cars may have been fun to drive, but they are like a million daggers into the heart of Mother Nature. To continue to build them would only lead to the ruin of our species and much of the planet. He goes on to talk about we need to convert Detroit into building light rail trains and things like this. It sounds to me like he's talking about sustainable development and smart growth.
And that's unfortunate that he's fallen for that. Now, I am all for those type of trains, the electromagnetic ones. I'm all for, you know, cars that get more miles to the gallon. But, you know, as we've stated on this program, this is a scam to get you to pay a carbon tax on living, on the kind of car you drive, on your home, on how many children you have, on the amount of garbage you use, your carbon footprint. And I actually have a really extensive article I'm going to be going over tonight out of the Daily Mail online, 13-page printout, The Great Carbon Credit Con, Why Are We Paying the Third World to Poison Its Environment? So we're going to get into that later. And it is unfortunate that he buys into the Al Gore Kool-Aid. Michael Moore, really good on some issues, not the majority of issues, but some issues he is. I enjoy his films. He's a very talented guy. I think his next picture is supposedly going to be about this banking fraud and the Federal Reserve crisis. So we'll see where he goes from there. But he is very, very misinformed on what this carbon system is all about in this, you know, GM crash. They're just trying to get industry out of this country. And a guy who's from Flint, Michigan should really realize this as his hometown is completely ravaged and destroyed at this point. I thank you for the call, Jack. Kathy in Louisiana, you're on the line. Kathy.
Hello?
Yes.
Jason, is Kathy in Los Angeles, in California.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. How are you today?
Good.
Yeah, I want to tell you another event that's coming up. We're having with the Los Angeles Skywatch.com and Los Angeles Chemtrails Meetup.com and our Right to Breathe Healthy Air. We'll be having a chemtrail booth on Saturday, June 6th. It's the Venice Carnival 2009. It's on Windward Avenue at Speedway in Venice, California, from 12 noon to 8 p.m.
And when is this?
We'll be having all different supplies from chemtrail stickers to flyers. We'll be having like two banners up, the Right to Breathe Healthy Air, and a photo of the exact chemtrails that are up there. And we are being hammered here in Los Angeles, as well as the greater state of California.
And this is this weekend, Kathy? Kathy, this is this weekend?
Yes, Saturday, June 6th.
All right, well, we hope you have a great turnout, Kathy. I thank you very much. Thank you very much. Let's go to Rusty in Indiana, or Iowa. I'm sorry. Rusty, you're on the line. Yes,
hey,
Rusty.
What's up?
How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm pretty good, actually. And I just wanted to, for quite a while, I've actually called in to Alex's show a couple times. This is the first time I think I've talked to you. I might have called him before, but I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's, you know, just kind of sitting here and going through everyday life. It's really amazing how people are snowed by all this. I mean, it's such an ingenious plan to keep everyone in the dark, and it works so well. I mean, apathy is such a disease in this country these days. Anybody under the age of 30 that isn't self-involved is, you know, hard to find. Seriously, I mean, it just floors me. And to prove my point, I was watching The Tonight Show, you know, how Conan took over, Conan O'Brien. So I'm watching that, and I see him, like, making fun of Obama in some sketch that they have. Mm-hmm. Where they had like Biden talking to Pelosi, I think it was, or mm-hmm. No, it was that new justice that they appointed, the Latino lady.
Sotomayor.
And, they had Conan was talking about how Obama was so dignified and how he handled everything, and he was, you know, they're basically glorifying him, making him sound like he's some great guy.
You know, hold over, Rusty, because I really want to talk about that. The mainstream media is still having this love affair with Barack Obama and the people that supported him, no matter what he does, whether he continues the war, whether he destroys this nation economically, whether he gives more power to the bankers, are still worshiping him. Why? Why are you not waking up? It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis. Back after this, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break the heart of a couple life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club.
So what is it going to take for these Obamanoids to start to realize that he is not our Lord and Savior? I mean, yeah, they're going to be further indoctrinated with City Year and this National Day of Civil Service on 9/11. But is it going to be when he tries to force us all to get vaccinated? Is it going to be when there are actual FEMA camps in the streets? Is it going to be when the dollar completely collapses? Is it going to be when we're amalgamated into a North American Union? I mean, Rusty, what do you think it's going to take for people to, you know, fess up and say, hey, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have voted for this guy. And this agenda is bad news ground and nothing but a continuation of the agenda of the previous administration.
To tell you the truth, I mean, I've been awake now for probably about a year and a half, and the guy who woke me up was considered amongst my friends to be crazy because, like, he doesn't really know how to express himself really well, and he gets so passionate he starts yelling about it. So, yeah, he kind of seems like a lunatic. But, I mean, if you go and you do the research on these issues and you find out that there is a curtain that – like these people are doing something, there is an agenda. It's just completely mind-blowing. I don't know what it's going to take, to be honest with you. I see it around me. I'm in the Midwest all the time, and there are so many people that just don't care enough to do anything. I really don't know what's going to happen. I couldn't tell you.
You know, I'm worried too, man, and, you know, I'm not going to stop. I mean, there are good organizations out there like WeAreChange.org and, of course, CampaignForLiberty.org. But like you said, man, so many people are still drinking the Kool-Aid, and they drank the Kool-Aid after 2006 when they said the Democrats are going to save us. Here comes Pelosi and the gang. They're going to end the war, and they get in, and no, we're not ending the war, and no, we're not going to impeach Bush, and no, we're not going to bring him up on war crimes. And in fact, in 2008, when our guy gets in, We're going to expand the war in Afghanistan, and we're going to talk about preventative detention, but we'll just have him go out and pander to the people, tell them that he's going to shut down Guantanamo Bay, and he's got a plan to get us out of Iraq, a plan to get us out of Iraq, right, where we still have 50,000 troops there in the end of December of 2011. Oh, they're not combat troops, Jason. Go ahead, Rusty.
It floors me because it's like, okay, you look at how we got elected. Okay, anybody who knows anything about politics can tell you in an election year that's rhetoric. I mean, they come right out and say it, and they've said it like they had it on a news article that you guys mentioned that I looked up where, you know, Obama said something that upset Canadians, and then he went back and said, oh, well, you know, his administration said, oh, it's just a campaign rhetoric. We're not really going to do that. You know, they come out and admit this stuff, and it's like you don't have to be even a genius-level person to read. I mean, anybody can freaking read.
Well, Rusty, I am far from a genius-level person, my friend. I am about as average as it gets, and, you know, I would much rather be, you know, jocking on The Simpsons right now or checking out The Ultimate Fighter that I missed this week or reading about, you know, Kimbo Slice joining The Ultimate Fighter next season. But I know that there really aren't that many people stepping up to the plate, informing the public. And my place is now here, you know, telling you about nanotechnology and, you know, Terminator robots and artificial intelligence. You know, I wish I was joking around, but these Terminator robots already exist. We showed you pictures of them. You know, I think it was last week we showed them. I mean, obviously they're not as lethal or, you know, imposing looking as the actual Terminator robots. But when I see a robot, you know, with legs and it's, you know, there to assault you, I'm a little worried. When I see a robotic penguin swimming around or the RoboFish or Joey Chaos, you know, that has his own AI ability, and this is public knowledge, this is the public sector, people go check out Hanson Robotics, I get a little worried. I thank you for the call, Rusty. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line.
Blessings to you. Well, a few things. I think I just shot you an email on MySpace. By the way, on MySpace.com/MarkDabney. I know that's boring as just using your regular name, I know, but there it is. I came across this article, and it's like, you know, that makes a lot of sense, and it doesn't actually implicate that. I've called him Andy Coulter for some time, not because I question his or her DNA, but I just find him to be a very disingenuous person. And this article simply says this person may have the kind of jungled-up DNA that although they have the outward appearance of being a woman, they're not really completely feminine in terms of this could explain a lot. And so it may not be that, I'm not meaning to suggest that maybe Andy Coulter has gone through a surgical procedure of any kind. It's just, you know, it's called androgenic insensitivity syndrome, AIS. Uh-huh. And it's like, that makes a lot of sense. But the thing is,
Well, you know what, to me, Mark, monsters come in all shapes, sizes, and sexes, and I don't necessarily think that you have to be a really evil, aggressive guy to be a bad guy. I mean, obviously, she's a very aggressive, disingenuous, evil woman, if you want to call her that. I mean, you are calling her Andy Coulter. But the real things that,
you know, because I'm saying he's ended in, well, the thing is,
it could be androgynous. Who knows? It could be Pat.
Well, yeah,
it's just Pat. I mean, who knows, man? She's a monster any way you slice it, but she's a smart monster, Mark, and you know that. That's why she's saying that Ron Paul is going to be running in 2012 as the party leader. I mean, she jumped on that Ron Paul bandwagon as soon as she helped derail it in the 2008 election. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, I look at what's going on in World of Warcraft. I grant you largely it's a waste of time, but I do have a way of communicating with people that if they shut down the regular internet, that may be a way of communicating, even if they monitor other means. And by the way, my tune, as it's called, is Ron Paul Prez, and I'm in the Beck Mint, the VEK, that should be all you really need. It's the only one there. Right now it's shut down because they're always doing upgrades and patches and like that. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, Ron Paul Prez on the Vec Milosh realm, there's a whole long list of realms. I'm VEK apostrophe, and that's all you really need to find me. And
all right, Mark, I thank you for the call, brother.
All right, God bless.
All right, let's go to Sean in Utah. Sean, you're online.
Hey, Jason.
Yes,
good
sir.
Good to speak with you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a thorn in the side of a bunch of
Obama supporters. He just appointed the ambassador to Argentina, and she's a lawyer for Walmart to make sure that they have diversity, and basically she's, you know, but that's a big thing for Democrat liberals is they're anti-Walmart for the most part.
Or they act like they are. They listen. They love the slave labor. Somebody asked Nancy Pelosi today about the United Nations population program, and she said it was the best thing ever, you know? And the guy's like, even though they're forcibly inoculating people and it looks like they're about population control, she's like, oh, I don't know any evidence about that, but I think we should be backing the UN. I mean, come on. And let's look at this whole Walmart thing. You know, Walmart uses a lot of Chinese slave labor. If listeners out there have not seen Walmart, The High Cost of Low Prices, it's one of the best documentaries on third world slave labor. It's an eye opener. I mean, I'm guilty. I still shop at Walmart. It's hard for me not to. I leave this office at, you know, 12:30, 1 in the morning. There's not many places that I can go that's a stop and shop for everything. But like Alex says, the seventh or eighth largest economy in the world? And now we're going to take a lawyer that represents this monster and make them the ambassador to Argentina, probably promote them to other positions within the administration as well, based on how well they do with Argentina and, you know, bringing more slave labor there.
Yes, that's the thorn in the side, though, because I think it's just really I introduced it to a few, Democrats that I know, Obama supporters, and they were really taken back by that and really disturbed by that fact. But I had something, since you were talking about population. Mm-hmm. I have Foreign Affairs, the CFR's great publication, October 1972. And it's just so interesting that how they have all of their bases covered. And they give a graph of projections when certain natural resources will be depleted.
Mm-hmm.
And right here it says silver, 13 years. So that would mean 1985 we should be out of silver with present growth rates. But this is interesting, if I could just read this one little line here.
Mm-hmm.
It says, for the population projections on which two studies rest show that even if population growth halts within two generations, even if we discover unlimited natural resources and, it says capabilities. It basically says
no matter if we can really feed, clothe, and house the entire population, if it triples in size, we still need to, you know, have population reduction and control, right? Sustainability?
Right. It says even if two-thirds of population is wiped out, that's in 1972, that we're still screwed.
Wow. Okay, all right. So. Sean, I thank you for the call, brother. You know, I want to hit this clip right now and really go over this new Xbox controller, Project Natal. And this is beyond the Wii. You are the controller. And again, this is going to bring Big Brother right into your living room. I mean, how many people are really going to, you know, put a piece of tape or something over the camera so it can't spy on you when you're not using it? Oh, they would never do that, Jason. The government loves us. I don't know about you folks, but I have a laptop. I put the piece of tape over the camera unless I'm using it. I mean, it's not paranoia. They admit this is how they get information. They go around wiretapping. You know, they don't really have to wiretap you to listen to your phone conversation anymore because they just have a hard line that goes into the quote unquote secret room. You know, they don't have to tap your computer to know what, you know, files you have on it, what websites you're visiting, what your interests are. It's all track traced and databased, and it's run through programs like Promise and Carnivore. So are you going to be smart enough if you get this for your children, and I guarantee your children are going to beg for it, to cap off the camera? And obviously, it's already an audio spying device. It has a microphone in it. It's like the Jetsons at one point where the girl's talking to her friend, and, oh, I hope I have a new dress for you. Oh, it's going to look so great. Yay! All right, hit the clip.
Xbox. Here it is.
I can't wait. See, it's a nice, you know, middle class neighborhood, happy music. Yeah, there's a new way to play. Good times for all, no controller required. So this kid's coming in. Oh, there's a monk in a forest.
Come back for more, Ian.
Yep, let's do it.
This should be good.
Let's begin.
Oh yeah, we're rock and rolling. You are the controller. Uppercut, side shot, dodge. Yes. Oh, body kick. Let's not forget that. Now it's family fun. You're on the raceway. You know. Now, if you're looking at this thing, the device is right under the TV. It's a little bit. It looks like about half the size of a DVD player.
All right,
let's
go in.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah. And remember, the games are for everybody. And now the dad's in the game. He's helping. He's the crew chief. I mean, this thing is incredible. And, you know, it really looks like it's taken the Wii way beyond. I mean, I got Paul Hartman looking at this thing, and he can't believe it. And here we go. Now you're basically Godzilla destroying a city, so your, you know, 8-year-old kid can get out his destructive nature. There it is. It's very nice. It's very lovely. But remember, this whole thing is being controlled by an advanced camera system. All right, here we go. Now it's the mom and daughter playing soccer. You're inside. You can bond with your daughter. Yeah. Full body motion capture. And it only gets wilder after this, folks. You see, games like, you know, Tony Hawk and skateboarding, which you're going to see, lets you use your own gear. By saying scan, it actually scans your objects and puts them into the game. Now, you've seen this with things like the PlayStation 3. They even had it for the PlayStation 2, where in certain types of Tony Hawk, and I remember Soul Calibur 3, you were able to scan your face and create a character based on that. This does it much easier, okay, in a couple of segments. And now this is where it gets Jetson style. Watch this. Facial recognition.
Hey, so did you get adjusted to the party yet?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's in a week. Here, you have to see the one I found for you.
So here it is. It's a virtual world. It looks like Minority Report. Remember in Minority Report, you're moving your hands and everything's going by? It's exactly what this is right here. And the camera took a picture of her. It has her in 3D. She's able to model dresses on herself. This is the technology that's coming to your home. And when they take it to the next level of a microchip in your body, you're going to give it to your children.
Millard Fillmore.
Yeah.
Millard Fillmore.
Voice recognition. Did you just see that? They know facial recognition, voice recognition, all with Microsoft's Xbox program. All right, let's just cut it right here. And they're doing the same thing Minority Report style at the end to go through movies. They're grabbing, they're playing. You're the controller, okay? And in order to do this, that camera has to be so advanced that it can tell how large you are. It can recognize your facial patterns. On top of that, it recognizes your voice when you're playing with multiple people. See, it's scanning. When the family's playing the game show game, people have their hand out, and that's acting as the buzzer. And as soon as you go like that, it goes to that first person. They answer. As long as it's the person who slammed down, they get the points. That's how it works. So technology just getting out of control. I wouldn't say out of control. Again, it can be used to empower or enslave. And if we didn't have such a tyrannical government out there that is going to use this data, I mean, I'd be all for this. Now, I'm kind of, you know, do I get this thing? I mean, I don't really have a living room. I'm by myself. The only time I'm going to be taped is either when I'm sleeping or when I'm playing the game. The thing I really think I have the problem with is the audio. The fact that the audio is there and it's always going to be recording what you're saying. There's no way that you can block the microphone device in it. All right, let's continue to go to callers. Let's go to Linda in California. Linda, you're online.
Hi, Jason. No, don't get it. I don't even want him coming to my front door. Hey, a couple of things. Dr. Nick Begich is going to be on Nori tomorrow night on Mind Effects Mind Control.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, Dr. Bill Deagle, great guy, geopolitical, virologist, medical genius.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned you on his show the other day.
Oh, did he?
One of the topics you were talking about, he said Jason Vermes had a great report, and it was very positive. So,
oh, excellent.
Dr. Deagle is, you know, brilliant. You guys should have him on sometime, because he's really tracking this whole Frankenvirus,
mm-hmm,
geopolitical thing, getting
inside. Well, you know what? They're still hyping up that virus. Let me say this. You know, I was watching the news today, and the WHO is still poised for a pandemic level 6, and the article I have right in front of me, and I thank you for the call, Linda, is put elderly and chronically ill first in line for new vaccine. And again, we did the report, out of the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, if you take the regular flu vaccine, you are three times as likely to get the flu. So, I mean, this is a real push, in my opinion, for true population control to go after the weak first. And, I mean, people are going to take this vaccination, and then in a week, a month, 2 months, they're going to get sick and possibly die. I mean, I'm not out here to say that, you know, everybody's going to die from the swine flu or the vaccine, but I'm telling you right now, the vaccine ain't going to be good for you, and there will be deaths. And they'll say, oh, well, you know, it's unfortunate we had these deaths, but they won't play the deaths up. They'll actually play them down and say that the actual deaths are coming from people who aren't getting vaccinated. And then the few that are proven because they may be associated with the vaccine, they'll just say, well, we didn't have enough time to develop it. This swine flu caught us by surprise. And better that, you know, a quarter of us die instead of three quarters of us. You need to take it. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and my blog, TheInfoWarrior.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
We are back. We're going to bum rush a couple of calls. Then we got Luke Radowski and Manny Medillo of New York 9/11. We Are Change. Really, the originator, Luke Radowski, the founder of WeAreChange.org, worldwide organization, does more than anybody out there. They are the tip of the spear, in my opinion, of activism. And that's why, you know, they're in the crosshairs of the do-nothings, of the crybabies. Oh, they've done so much to hurt the movement. Meanwhile, the people saying it haven't done anything but be armchair keyboard quarterbacks that write the occasional article or comment on the occasional blog. They do nothing. They sit there and they take it like the slaves that they are, while they insult other people in this movement, like myself, like Alex Jones, people that have been proactive, people that go beyond 9/11 truth, people that see the bigger picture and the desperation for humanity to act against that big agenda, that global governance agenda, that new world order agenda. Oh, the new world order doesn't exist, Jason. It can just be on the cover of Time magazine. No big deal. You know, it can just be Gordon Brown talking about it at the G20. It doesn't exist. You're mentally ill, Jason Burmess, and so are We Are Change. We hate them, but I love them. I think they're the greatest. I think they are the premier activist organization, 9/11 truth or otherwise. All right, let's go to Matt in Arkansas. Matt, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
I had a question for you.
Sure.
Kevin Trudeau, who was recently on, he says that he met with the Bilderberg group and that the New World Order was basically okay with people like you and Alex stirring the water up to get us prepared for what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, my question is, what is the chance, in your opinion, of our third-party representative like Ron Paul actually being a placeholder for the New World Order, just waiting for us to wake up?
What do you mean? You mean like controlled opposition?
Yeah, exactly.
Not Ron Paul. I mean, are there people out there that are controlled opposition? I mean, I think Glenn Beck is a shining example of what controlled opposition is. I mean, I'm going to play a Glenn Beck clip later in favor of what he showed. He showed Campaign for Liberty. He had a rather smart young lady on. But when it comes to 9/11 truth or FEMA camps, it's all tinfoil hat wearing nonsense. Ron Paul, there's just no way. The guy has been on the record now for almost 30 years. You know, in government, outside of government, before the internet, he was doing the Ron Paul newsletters. He has really stayed consistent. In fact, I saw an interview with him recently from the early, I think it might have been even in 82, where he's talking about the same exact issues. Are there tons of controlled oppositions out there? Yeah, there are. Okay. I'm not even sure somebody like a Naomi Wolf is controlled opposition. I really think she's more along the lines of somebody who has her blind spots. The same with Michael Moore. I don't necessarily think that Michael Moore is controlled opposition. I think that he believes a lot of the things that he puts out, and some of the, you know, more hardcore issues he'd like to talk about, he feels pressure from his, you know, friends, constituents, people he looks up to in his party or political beliefs, and he's not willing to go all the way. But somebody like Ron Paul, I really doubt Ron Paul. I even doubt, say, Dennis Kucinich, who does a lot less than Ron Paul, but in my opinion, is the second best member in Congress.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I was really hoping that you'd say that. I just wanted to confirm.
Well, you know what? I've also had to see those videos where they say that Ron Paul's rocking the El Diablo and he's part of, you know, the Illuminati because he goes to these organizations and there's somebody there that's a Freemason and his friend. Look, I'm friends with Freemasons, you know? A lot of people say that I'm some kind of double Mossad agent. You got to look at people and see what the fruits of their labor are. You know, not what other people are yabbering about. What have they done? Are they consistent? And Ron Paul is consistent. Back after this, wearechange.org, Infowars.com.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on Infowars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, nibs, noni, immune detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be.
Right, we are joined by Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org, trying to get a hold of Manny Badillo right now. We're going to continue to take your calls throughout this hour, but I wanted to thank Luke for coming on, really thank Luke for starting the organization, WeAreChange.org. We're in the short segment, Luke. Why don't you just tell people why you started this organization and what it's really been able to accomplish in a short period of time? You're only, what, two and a half years old right now?
I'm 22 years old right now, and I started.
No, I'm talking about the organization,
Luke. 2.5 years ago, and it was just about being the change we want to see in this world, and about bringing young people together so we could create a positive future for ourselves and our children and our futures that are going to be, you know, in this world before us. So, it's just about getting out there, doing the right thing, and from within the last 2.5 years, I mean, we have made national news over and over again. We have supported laws in Congress. We have introduced bills into Congress. We have changed local laws in New York City that were about to prevent filming in New York City. We are an organization that, you know, even helped raise $50,000 for 9/11 first responders within the last 2 years. It's all about getting out there, believing in yourself, and empowering yourself, and fighting the good fight.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's really why I believe that, you know, the do-nothings out there, the, you know, Johnny-come-latelys, the, you know, attackers out there. Yeah, are constantly not only attacking you by name, which is just outrageous, but the organization itself saying it's hurt the 9/11 Truth movement. Luke, without We Are Change, 9/11 Truth would not be where it is today, in my opinion.
I mean, we do our best. We're not perfect. I mean, but we ask people, instead of sitting back on the sidelines and complaining and moaning and crying, just get out there and do something. Something. Stop sitting down. Stop complaining, because sitting down and complaining is not going to do nothing. You got to get out there. You got to talk to people. You got to be active, and you got to believe in yourself. You know, I'd rather do that than sit on the sidelines and critique people who are out there doing something real.
That's right. And, you know, you guys have done so much. I mean, you're an international organization. Let's talk about some of the chapters that are outside of the United States. I mean, I think you have something like 30 to 35 within this country. But outside of the country, we've got We Are Change Ireland, We Are Change UK. I believe there's a We Are Change out in Australia. Speak to that for a moment.
I mean, it's beautiful seeing what we do here in New York City go all over the world. It is amazing where one video I can make, one idea, goes everywhere around the world. And we have chapters in Amsterdam, in Germany, in France, in Italy, in Greece. We have We Are Change chapters all over the world, and it's beautiful seeing people being sick of what's going on, taking action, standing up, and believing in themselves, and doing something for themselves, for the people, for everybody, and it's amazing. I mean, I'm just amazed sitting back here watching. I don't even know how many chapters we have. All I know is that we have over 100 We Are Change chapters all over the world, and it's beautiful. People, you know, I mean, just within the last week, you know, We Are Change San Francisco confronted Richard Haass. We Are Change LA confronted the Black Pope. We Are Change Chicago. We Are Change Ohio confronted Karl Rove. We Are Change UK just confronted the head of The Economist, who admitted he was at Bilderberg meeting. And we confronted Senator Gillibrand. And I'm just coming back from talking to Russell Simmons today. So, like, we've been so active, so busy. It's
wow, you talked to Russell Simmons today, huh?
Yeah, Manny Badillo actually had a great conversation with him. I had a short conversation.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about that on the other side, and then let's talk about this latest We Are Change video with this senator out of New York that was appointed by Hillary Clinton, what she had to say. We played it on the program yesterday. And then later on in the hour, I want to discuss the new film, New World Order by IFC, which features you heavily in it. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. The websites are Infowars.com and TheInfoWarrior.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We are joined by Luke Radowski, founding member of WeAreChange.org, and now Manny Badillo, also of WeAreChange.org. How are you, Manny?
Hey, Jason. How are you?
Awesome. I'm good.
To speak with you, and great to speak with you down in Austin. You're doing a great job. I listen to your show very often.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, for the people that may have missed my show last night, or what I was discussing earlier, why don't you just kind of step-by-step take us through this latest interview, if you will, with this senator out of New York, the woman who was appointed by Hillary Clinton after she left to become Secretary of State.
Actually, she was appointed by the governor, and she did replace Hillary Clinton's seat, and I'll tell you, you know, Luke and I,
you know, we're in the city often, and it's just really a matter of, you know, getting together and saying, hey, you know, let's do this, make sure we have the equipment, the cameras. It's very easy. Luke and I met up in a town hall style meeting up at a place called Branch in Manhattan. And what we did is we, you know, went in as press, sat down, you know, both of us worked out some questions to ask her. And ultimately, you know, Luke was holding that camera, and I was able to speak with the press, you know, a person. And what happened was that we were able to set up a very quick interview after the town hall question and answer session. So what happened was that, you know, right after question and answers with the crowd of a good, you know, few hundred were there, we were able to have a good 5 minutes, I'd say, with the new senator. And really, Jason, I mean, you know, you've done similar work. So many of us in, you know, that know about what really happened in 9/11 have done this. It's amazing to see what, you know, the different groups are doing around the country and around the world. We are change. But ultimately, it was just a matter of being there, and thank goodness that we have this opportunity, because right now we have a senator speaking out and publicly on the record speaking of the support for the family members, support for the first responders, and support for New Yorkers even that are looking for a new investigation, and that is huge.
Yeah, and, you know, prior to this conversation with yourself and Luke, she was already very well aware of the James Zadroga bill, in which the first responders may actually receive help some 8-plus years later, Manny. And it's just insane to me that we are now almost a decade past 9/11. Not quite there yet. But if you would have told the average person, you know, a day, a week, a month, a year after 9/11, that they were just going to leave these people out to dry and really out to die, you would have been laughed at. You would have said, they would never do this to our heroes, yet they've done it. And many people have lost their lives, and many people who have survived after being first responders don't have much of a life at all. I mean, they're in constant pain. They can't pay their bills. You know, they're on disability. Their families are feeling the impact of this, and they can't get any help from the federal government.
And that's amazing, because ultimately what it comes down to is these are gentlemen and women that went in well beyond the call of duty. I mean, you know, I still speak with so many first responders. John Schroeder, you know, still mentions, you know, how he was going in there, you know, taking, you know, body parts out, you know, in the days and weeks after 9/11. You know, these are heroes that should have received so much in the form of care for their health and for their well-being, and they're not getting that. And you know what it comes down to? It comes down to you know, people still speaking about that. And what we have right now is we have a senator from New York who is supporting that bill, the James Zadroga bill, and we have a senator from New York who also is coming out and speaking in support of the family members who the vast majority of questions were never answered, which then leads us to the question, well, what about a new investigation? And is it going to be public, privately funded? You know, ultimately what it comes down to is there has been a very public investigation going on since 9/11, a citizen's investigation. The entire world has been looking at the evidence. And what it comes down to is Senator Gillibrand, she really appreciated the very straightforward, you know, comments and questions that I asked her. And, you know, she was ultimately, we need to follow up with this. And
exactly. You know, the next time she's out there speaking, you know, somebody else has to take the ball and run with it. It's not just up to you and Luke and other members of WeAreChange.org. You don't have to be a member of We Are Change. You don't have to be part of a chapter to take control of your own life and share that with others. I mean, for me, the greatest weapon in this info war is to arm yourself with a camcorder. You know, and ask an intelligent question. The more informed you are and the better you come across while you're asking that question, the better answer you're going to get from her or, you know, any elected official or representative or, you know, political figure out there. And you were actually able to put in her hands this latest paper from Stephen Jones and others, which discusses, you know, unexploded thermite found in the dust of the World Trade Center.
And you know, it's amazing, for politicians, okay, it's understandable, you know, they can't you know, cover every subject. But what's amazing is that when you have politicians that are supporting first responders and the issues that they're facing right now, well, here you have a study that's come out. It has proven that there are unexploded material within the debris of the World Trade Center. This study is very intricate. It's peer reviewed. It's refereed. This is the highest way you can go about scientifically going, you know, proving something. And what happens now is that, Senator Gillibrand, she's willing to look at that study. She is willing to look at the petition drive that's going on right now in New York City. But beyond that, she is willing to support the first responders and the family members in saying that every question that every family member had should be answered. And that's important.
Absolutely. So, you know, Luke, Manny, what's next for WeAreChange.org? Like you said, almost every day a different chapter across the world is confronting somebody, asking somebody a tough question. Well, you know, what's on you guys' plates? What are the main stories over at WeAreChange.org? And how can people get involved? Because I have so many people calling into this program and saying, you know, how do I get involved? How do I make a difference? And I constantly give them the email address, dan@WeAreChange.org, and he's helped a number of my listeners start their own chapter or join an existing chapter.
You know, We Are Change, we have a lot on our plate right now. We're working on 9/11/09 events for this year's 9/11 anniversaries. We are working on a full-fledged movie with never-before-seen conversations, never-before-seen interviews with celebrities. We are working on a lot of things. And, you know, we're just asking people to get involved and in their local community and do whatever they can for the right, for the positive. So we have a lot of things planned. We're always out there at Ground Zero every Saturday giving out thousands of flyers. And we're very, very busy.
Manny, what's on your plate? I mean, obviously, you know, you put on a suit at these events, you have the microphone, you're well-spoken, you take charge, you ask tough questions. Do you just, plan on continuing to do this? I know you're a big weekend warrior out there in front of Ground Zero with the information, with DVDs. You are a, surviving family member of somebody you lost in the World Trade Center. I mean, you take that same attitude, one day at a time?
I take the attitude that the biggest impression that you are able to make with someone is to speak with them one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, ultimately, people will always, judge that and say, hey, well, there's more effective ways of doing this. But all I know is this. When I'm able to speak with someone one-on-one down at Ground Zero, I mean, just this past Saturday, I mean, there was at least 10 hours worth of work. Mm-hmm. For the dedicated, We Are Change New York City members that were down there. We were at Ground Zero, we were at Times Square. I must have spoke with dozens and dozens of people, many from different parts of the world even. But ultimately, I know that the conversation, when it comes down to, the more emotional, the more serious questions, the questions about, hey, what about this, what about that, the one-on-one conversation is key. And if you have information that you can give them, I'm screaming at Down Zero. I'm like, there's more information on this flyer than you've heard in 7 years. People like look back, like, what is he talking? What is this is it. This is where we are right now, and it's information. Knowledge is power, and we are empowering people with the ability to learn something that they didn't know before, and then it's empowering them to make better decisions later on. So I happen to think that this continues. This should continue, and it should not stop, and we should continue to confront not only our politicians but community leaders and our media and whoever that we're around. I mean, even tonight, I don't know if Luke's mentioned before, we spoke to Russell Simmons even this evening at an event, mm-hmm. and he's willing to look at the evidence of the study with the explosives that were found in the debris of the World Trade Center. And, he even is looking to support the ballot initiative that's taking place in New York City. So, all you have to do is just go up to someone, speak to them, get in a conversation, and then take it further. Luke, what about you? How do you feel?
Yeah, Burmese, I was going to say, we got one of our cameras back. They still have two other cameras from when they arrested me with the Bloomberg case. And we got our cameras back. We started interviewing people down at, you know, Times Square and Ground Zero again. And the responses we get from people when we interview them, we ask them questions like, you know, what team is playing in the NBA playoffs? And everybody knows a team that's playing in the NBA playoffs right now. Then we ask them what the Second Amendment is. And nobody knows what the Second Amendment is. We have been dumbed down to a new level,
and we're going to talk about that on the other side and this Obama administration really continuing the last administration's agenda.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're going to continue to take your calls in the next segment. My guests are Manny Badillo and Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org out of New York City. And I want to talk right now about the dumbing down, the mesmerization of society, you know, this culture of just ignorance. And, you know, everybody knows who's in the playoffs. Everybody knows who won the Super Bowl. Everybody knows about, you know, Borat and now Bruno, but they don't know about their politicians. They don't know about the policies. They have no idea, you know, what this cybersecurity coordinator and really new office is going to mean for this country. And people just want to hang on to this hope that change is real and that Obama is here to change things. He's here to change things for the worse. So why don't you talk a little bit about these man on the street interviews, guys?
Yeah, pretty much basically we go down there and we talk to people and we ask them serious questions, what they think about the whole torture debate, the spying debate, everything that's going on. But the most intriguing thing is we actually interviewed some sailors. And we asked them, you know, about the NBA playoffs, and they knew everything about the NBA playoffs. And then we asked them what the Second Amendment was, and these military men did not even know what the Second Amendment was. So it's sad in a way, but hopefully when more and more people see these interviews that we play on our live show every Sunday on WeAreChange.org, you know, people could see, you know, the transition in people's minds, because we talked to these sailors and we broke down the whole torture debate, how people were being raped there, how people were confessing to fake terrorist attacks, and how torture doesn't really work. And we were able to convince these, you know, young men in arms that torture is not right. And you see their minds change from saying it is right to no, it's not right, after we keep talking about them, what's really happening in this country, in this world. So it's a scary thing, but again, let's not give up on everybody. Let's talk to everybody. Let's give everybody a chance. We were all there once. Let's, you know, let's just talk to people.
No, absolutely. And, you know, you talked about the Second Amendment. Manny, how do you feel about this Sonia Sotomayor being presented as our next Supreme Court justice when she's actually written a book called, you know, America's Deadly Obsession, Gun, and it's all about guns. And she says in it, the Second Amendment actually makes guns illegal for the majority of Americans and only ensures that military men have the right to carry these guns.
I'm not surprised at all what's happening in the political realm in this administration. It's a carryover from the last one, a carryover from one before. We have a very corrupt government right now, and the dumbing down that's happened in our society, which we're discussing, has contributed to the fact that these criminals and, you know, these corrupt people can get into power or even be, you know, given the opportunity to be in a position of power, because we're not fully aware of what's happening. I'm telling you, it hurts when I'm down at Ground Zero, and I'll scream out more things, such as, like, why do we know more about the Simpsons than we know about our own Constitution, and why do we laugh at that? And people stop, and they look back, you know, and ultimately, you know, what it comes down to is, It is done by design. We are dumbed down. We are not given the opportunity to critically think about things that are happening. This is the whole issue with my uncle's murder. This is the whole issue with the mass murder that took place close to 8 years ago, 3,000 innocents. People don't even know three towers collapsed. People don't know how many hijacked planes there were, because really we're just made fat and happy and entertained in this country, and we don't sit down and we don't, you know, go deeper into the issues, because we're just told everything. And what we need to do is we need to be able to go further. We need to communicate with people. We need to read. We need to be able to critically think and go further into what's happening. And I really felt as if perhaps Senator Gillibrand has that in her to be able to take a look at this study, to be able to maybe consider more about what the family members are going through, and what really all concerned citizens of this country who know that we were lied to about 9/11 on whatever level are able to do that. And that's so important that takes place.
Well, you know, we're just talking about how people are so ignorant to what really went on 9/11. They don't know that three towers collapsed. They can't tell you how many planes were actually hijacked. And one of the most compelling parts of the IFC film to me, New World Order, whether you loved it or hated it, was the part where it felt like the filmmakers may be turning, if you will, on the young blonde man who was down in Louisiana. I think he was in New Orleans.
That's Jackson.
Yes, Jackson. And he was, you know, he just had 9/11 truth. He was handing out flyers. He's handing out films, trying to talk to people. And two people who worked in the Pentagon just started laughing at him. They addressed the camera. Are you believing this, folks? Let me speak to the audience. And you really think, wow, I can't believe they're doing them like this. And then he turns around and he says, can you tell me who one hijacker is? And both military guys just stand there with a blank face. And these guys can't even name Muhammad Atta, for God's sakes. And they're the ones supposedly defending the country against terror? Give me a break. We're coming back after this. Luke Radowski, Manny Badillo, wearechange.org. Go check out our websites, prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If being prepared doesn't apply to you, disregard the next minute. We're way beyond a question of if and when is upon us. When you can't safely touch anything and a cough or sneeze can shut down your school or business, how would you or could you disinfect a school bus, office, locker room, place of worship, or your entire home and do it in just minutes? Go to hazarid.com and see the 8-minute video that is guaranteed to show how our unique application process can do really big jobs that you never could do before. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Total protection kits kill viruses, bacteria, mold, and much more. And they do it for less cost than what you're currently using. Don't risk facing shipping bottlenecks and possible shortages. Act now to assure prompt delivery and to receive our 2-for-1 double product special. You can't buy Hazarid in stores. Order online at hazarid.com or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Running to Babylon. Run all the way to Babylon. Me, you there in Babylon. Me, you there in Babylon.
Folks, we truly are living in a modern-day Babylon right now. People more concerned about their iPhones, their flat-screen televisions, their hip and trendy clothing, wearing Ed Hardy gear, than they are about their own government, their own society, their own economic state. The fact that the North American Union is closer than ever. The fact that the internet is about to be regulated on a level never seen before, ever since its inception. And we really have to take our heads out of the sand, stand up, and have the will to fight back. We're going to go to Stephen, John, Carl, Chris, and possibly more in this segment. But I want to go to Luke Radowski and really get his take on the IFC New World Order film, which he's featured in, and that of everybody outside of the main protagonist, Alex Jones. I really think, in my opinion, I feel like Luke is treated the fairest and, you know, comes across the best. I mean, that's my opinion. You're all entitled to your own. I hope you do go check out the film. It really doesn't take a side on the issues. Yes, there are times where the movement is made to look hokey, but there are other times. I mean, the end of the movie for me was just incredible. And I want to discuss that with Luke Radowski, but I want to get his take on IFC's New World Order. Go ahead, Luke.
I mean, I think that movie was as fair as it could be. They tried to do it as fair as they could be. They had the little shots in there against Alex and all that. But talking to the filmmakers and extensively trying to get to understand what they were doing, they just tried to open up the debate, and that's exactly what this movie did. It didn't talk about, you know, if this is wrong or right. It just showed the people the real emotions, how we really believe in this and we really care about this. And it kind of showed a different light. It was a very intriguing documentary because it didn't, you know, it didn't say, oh, this is wrong and this is right. It just said, these are the people fighting for what they believe in, you know, and these people are becoming more popular than before because they are right and they're getting information that's not corporate, that's not biased, that doesn't come from big money and big government. It comes from the people. And, I think it was, sort of fair, and it was very intriguing to say the least.
You know, and at the very end, and I don't want to ruin it for people, but the gentleman I was discussing about earlier, you know, this really sweet, blonde young man who's doing all he can to try to wake people up to not only 9/11 truth, but this globalist agenda in general. You know, he tells the camera right at the very end, he's like, you don't understand how real we are, you know, as he cries. And I find myself, someone who really did not lose anybody close to me on 9/11, getting that emotional when I'm down in New York City. You know, sometimes I'll just start talking to somebody and I can feel it. I can feel the hurt. I miss those buildings. I miss the freedoms we once had. I'm not happy with the fact that we're still entrenched in a global war in the Middle East that is seeing no end in sight. I mean, we just appropriated $83 billion more dollars for that. You know, Obama talks about shutting down Guantanamo Bay. Well, out of that $83 billion, we could have shut it down if we wanted to. It's all rhetoric. It's all Johnny nonsense. And, you know, I want to talk to you about that, Manny. How do you feel, you know, almost eight years later, that this war on terror is still going on stronger than ever?
I'm taken back still. I am, I think more and more of us are getting away from the trauma that all of us were put through, especially with family members when it comes to the loss of our loved ones. And we're better able to see what's happening. And ultimately, there is a huge issue when it comes to those who really know what happened with my uncle and 3,000 others, neighbors, friends of mine, and what we were told by our government. So it has to happen is there has to be, you know, the ability for people to look at things more objectively, and they can, and people could do that now because the trauma has been taken off of it. So when I hear about, you know, what's happening in, you know, politics and what have you, and I always hear 9/11 mentioned, oh, you know, going back to 9/11 or you know, on the corporate media or what have you, and you know, newspapers and what have you, there's still no discussion about the case, the crime that was committed, okay? What happened was that 3,000 people were mass murdered, and there still has not been an honest investigation with subpoena power. And when you bring that to people and you mention that so many family members' questions weren't answered, you know, the subpoena power that the 9/11 Commission had wasn't used at all. It was only used for very few times for, you know, government witnesses. But when you speak to the first responders, you speak to these heroes, and you hear the story that they tell, and you hear the family members that, you know, I mean, Bob McElveen, superhuman. I mean, you speak with family members that are still living 9/11 every day. And what kills me is that, you know, Obama and his team have come up with this formula to say, oh, you know, we have to put the past behind us. Well, 9/11 is being lived every day, not by only the family members, but by the first responders. Two first responders passed away at that week. These are heroes that went in to recover my uncle's body who died because of these different ailments that they have. So, you know, we have to continue to press for the truth, and we have to continue to press for justice, because if we don't get to the bottom of what really happened on my uncle's murder, then it opens the door for it to happen again. And that's not something that we want. We want to empower people with knowledge. And with that knowledge, let people use that knowledge to make better decisions and to save lives ultimately in the future.
Absolutely, Manny. All right, let's jump to the phone calls, guys. Let's go to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, you're on the line.
Hey, good evening, Jason. And good evening, Luke and Manny. Hey, Luke, I just wanted to say, man, I've, been following the movement that you started several years ago, and I just wanted to say, first of all, I really appreciate the work that you've done, and I know you're not doing this trying to be some kind of hero or garner attention. You're just doing it as a concerned American, and, the guy that initially took up the cause of these first responders, and I'll tell you, man, you got a lot of guts. I appreciate the way that you're very intelligent, how you approach when you confront these people, and the way you're able to stand up for what's right and confront these people. And one thing I was just wondering, the situation that happened to you not long ago where you were set up and then arrested, and also the situation with the guy with We Are Change, and I think it was there in New York City, the guy that was set up, they said that he assaulted that girl in the wheelchair. I was wondering what was happening with both of those cases.
I mean, with my case right now, I just went to court last Tuesday, and I pleaded not guilty. My next court day is actually going to be on my birthday and my lawyer's birthday, July 27th, which is also Manny Badillo's birthday. So on my birthday, I'm going to have to go to court. That's when the whole trial starts. But I am fighting the case. I am countersuing the city. I'm countersuing Bloomberg for falsely arresting me. I got some of the documents, and in the documents, they say that a custodian told me to leave, and I wouldn't leave. I never once spoke to any custodian. I only spoke to NYPD intelligence that specifically told me to stay in that specific location and not move. And I'm fighting the case. We're going to get, videotape, surveillance footage. I got one camera back out of three cameras that they still have. And I'm fighting the case as much as I can right now. And thank God for all the people who supported me online and helped
Luke,
me get a lawyer. Because
Luke, let me
I'm
ask you a question. Why did they give you one out of the three cameras back? Did they say a reason why they gave you one and not the other two?
Getting the cameras back for me was extremely grueling and extremely hard. It was under my name, and I had to go through three different buildings. I literally tried five times to get my cameras back, and on the fifth try, I was able to get my camera back. That's how hard it is. My friends are going through the same process right now. They're trying to get their cameras back, but the camera underneath my name, I gotten back. And what's really interesting about the case, me, out of three people who were arrested that day, the DA and prosecution was giving me a harsher charge to plea than both of my friends. They were actually giving me, they're telling me to plead guilty and get 2 days community service, 6 months probation, when they were offering my friends ACDs, which means they don't have to plead guilty. So they wanted to make sure I was going to plead guilty. They played dirty tricks. They tried to do that. They said they would give my cameras back if I pleaded guilty. I said no. I stuck to my guns, went to court, pleaded not guilty, got one camera back, and now we're trying to get both cameras back.
All right, Stephen, I thank you for the call, my friend. I got too many callers. I appreciate it. Let's go to John. John, you're on the air. Yes, John.
I wanted to add a couple of quick comments. Like the show, I worked for a company, and this is for everybody who doesn't believe the whole UN thing that's going on. I worked for a company that actually redid and renovated military bases.
Mm-hmm.
And on a lot of those bases, they put in UN barracks. Mm-hmm. And UN cross-training facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually still have copies of the plan sitting in my house.
Well, you know what? That's going to be something that they're probably going to use full force with this NLE-09 exercise coming up at the end of July into August, I think the first week of August. And we're talking about the first ever terror drill that's quote-unquote preventative. A terrorist attack happens overseas, and we're going to be doing this drill not only in FEMA Region 6, Texas, and other states, but with the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, Mexico, private forces, all tribal governments, all local governments, all state governments, and all federal government agencies. So it doesn't shock me that the UN is heavily embedded in our military facilities when this is about global government and a global takeover. Anything else, John?
One more question. I actually sent you an email on MySpace, and I was wondering if you or Alex had ever had a chance to talk to somebody named Jello Biafra. He's actually the ex-lead singer of the Dead Kennedys.
No, I would love to talk to the ex-lead singer of the Dead Kennedys. I actually saw the Dead Kennedys play a couple years back. It wasn't their band. It was the Dead Kennedys playing with Serj Tankian of System of a Down on his solo tour. So I'm not sure if the lead singer was there, but the entire band was there. And you're kidding me? I'd love to talk to him. I haven't seen that email. Try to shoot it to me again at myspace.com/Jason Burmis. I thank you for the call, John. Carl in Texas, you're on the line. Yes, Carl.
Can Luke talk about the 100,000?
Oh, look who it is. It's the stalker, Sally. Oh, it's the princess. It's the not-so-pretty little princess, stalker Sally. There he is. He has to always call in under a separate name because he can't help it. There's no $100,000, you moron. Are you out of your mind? I mean, seriously, I know that you're fat. I know that you're retarded. I know that you have some sort of a mental illness. But you'll believe anything somebody types up or says on some small little radio show that 12 people listen to. You love to jump on that stuff because that's your life.
What do you care
because
for
your life?
No,
your life is pathetic.
What do you care
your
for
family doesn't
that?
Care about you. I mean, your
wrong.
Wife's probably screwing
you're
the
wrong.
Mailman, let's be honest.
You're wrong.
And your
you're
kids,
wrong. You're wrong.
I mean, they have the unfortunate, you know, the unfortunate
you're
situation
wrong.
Of having you
you're
as
wrong.
Their father. I mean,
you're
my
wrong.
Dad wasn't the best buddy, but he was about 1,000 times better than you. And I mean, I feel bad for them. They're growing up in complete ignorance. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. I mean, could you have a worse southern drawl that makes you sound more ignorant? You probably couldn't. I thank you for the call, idiot. All right, let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the line.
Isn't
yes, sir.
Troy? Go Troy. Troy.
Whatever. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, that's what I thought his real name, but the original started using so long ago. Somebody find out about him being a used car dealership, and I don't know, anyway. But I was calling, didn't the We Are Change, and weren't you the ones, and by the way, I'm a member of the Tampa We Are Change meetup group here. Didn't We Are Change initiate begin the tea parties?
What was that about, We Are Change and the tea parties?
Weren't you the guys who began the tea parties, and wasn't it Ron Campaign for Liberty?
Although, before We Are Change, before Campaign for Liberty, but definitely members of both organizations have attended such tea parties. But I remember Carol Brulé, who is another, victim's family member out in California. She is the one, I'm pretty sure, that started the 9/11 Truth tea parties back in either 04 or 05, where they actually had a large 9/11 commission book with huge holes in it, and I've attended a couple of these where they throw it into the San Francisco Bay. So those tea parties actually predated the Ron Paul Revolution and really predated WeAreChange.org. Or Luke, have you ever been to any of these tea parties?
Yeah, I've been to the initial one that started in Boston, and that was a great event, the Boston Tea Party, where we threw the commission report into the river. That was a really great event.
What was that, 05 or 06?
I think that was 06, I believe. I'm not exactly sure. I don't know the dates exactly, but I remember being there, and it was a pretty good event.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Manny? Have you ever been out to any of these tea parties?
Yeah, it was the 06. It was the event in 06. It was the Boston Tea Party. It was fantastic. I'll tell you that there was a lot of discussion even then about what we know. And that conditioning that we've been part of since birth, there's a classical conditioning that's taking place, really to get us away from, that critical thought. And, it concerns 9/11, it concerns so many other different issues. But the Boston Tea Party started, we threw the, these crates of foam, commission report books, but ultimately, these are the type of things, once people become just a little bit aware, just a little knowledge, people want to learn more. And right now, what it comes down to is there's so much to know about what happened to my uncle. And there's so much to know about what happened to all the first responders that are dying today. And it takes a lot. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. But ultimately, if people are dedicated and people really want to bring, the justice is due, but also to bring to their lives, to bring to their families, to bring to their friends, something more than just what we're living every day. I mean, you know, I'll walk in Times Square and people, there's lights everywhere. And when we're handing out flyers at even Times Square, I'm giving them information and it's like, look around you. I say, do you really think that, any of this is real? This is lights. This is corporations. This isn't what happens. I lost a loved one who was murdered. And what it comes down to is there's got to be justice for that. There has to be, how did we come to this where we don't even know, so much of what happened during that event. 8 years later, it's going to continue for the rest of our lives until we get to that justice. And I just want to say I'm so appreciative of, Jason, what you've been doing over the years, what Luke's been doing. Both of you guys are inspirations. There's so many other family members that are inspirations. And, let's just continue this. I mean, the momentum is building, and don't stop. Just don't stop.
I agree. We have to keep on keeping on. And, you want to do something out there, you got a question on how you can be the change you want to see in the world, well, email Dan at wearechange.org. Start your own chapter of We Are Change. You don't even have to be a member of We Are Change. Arm yourself with that camcorder and an intelligent thinking mind, one capable of critical thought. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Berman's final segment with the We Are Changers after this.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Chews for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Chews for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Rise, together we rise, together we rise, together we rise.
another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm coming to you from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm coming to you from another dimension. If you believe in redemption, I'm calling to you from another dimension.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Final segment with Luke Radowski and Manny Badillo of WeAreChange.org. And guys, I mean, you guys have done so much in the last, really even predating the We Are Change movement. And you are an inspiration to a lot of listeners out there. But, you know, just like me, you're normal people. You know, you lead an everyday life. Luke, you go to school. Manny, you're employed. We have to take this, you know, past, you know, our everyday lives, our mortgage payments, our rent payments, our car payments, our phone bills. These are the issues that matter. These are the issues that really supersede, you know, our personal responsibilities to, you know, keep ourselves in regular society. But we're not going to have an America. We're not going to have a Constitution and Bill of Rights unless we stand up and start saying no. So, you know, I guess what I want you to do in these last couple of minutes is really reach out to the audience and explain to them that if you have the will to change the world, you can.
I mean, we could do anything we want. We just got to believe in it. And our beliefs and the way we carry ourselves and the way we act is the most important thing in this world. And we shouldn't be afraid to be who we are because based on intimidation and fear. This government uses fear and depression as their major tools of oppression. And we have to understand, we can't be scared, we can't be depressed, we have to think positively, we have to do good things, and it's not about me, it's not about individuals, it's about all of us standing up for what's right, and when we all stand up, that's going to be the significant amount of change that we're going to see in this world, that's going to be the time where we're going to take this country back for what it's supposed to be, truth, liberty, and love, and that's the main principles behind We Are Change, standing up there as individuals, empowering ourselves, and motivating more people to stand up with themselves, you know, and again, don't ever be afraid to be who you are, don't ever be afraid to speak what you know, just get out there, believe in yourself, and you have a short life to live, make sure you live a good one.
That's excellent. And Luke, I'm going to continue on the theme of empowerment because ultimately knowledge is power. And the knowledge that we can bring to others, I mean, you know, if you can, you know, if you want to dive back and even think about like the meaning of why we're here, at the very least, one of them is, you know, giving other people information, giving other people knowledge. And, you know, if anything, if we can bring to people something that they didn't have before, that's huge. You know, if we can allow for people to relate and understand that, you know, what happened to my uncle on 9/11 is something that could happen again, but to go further than that and say, you know what, we have the power. We, the people, have the power, and not some other entity or not some other judicial branch or what have you. We have the power to be able to make the change, to be the change we want to see in this world. Let's continue on that theme. Let's live that every day. And every one of us stepping up and doing it, taking an action, is making a difference. And it's so appreciated by others. But ultimately, I know that we have it in all of us. And let's just do that. We can do whatever we want to do. Let's be the change we want to see.
Nothing is impossible.
That's right. Nothing is impossible. I thank you guys so much for spending an hour with us here at the Info Warrior. And if you guys want the latest on what's going down in New York City on 9/11/09, go to WeAreChange.org right now. We're working hard to make this event the biggest ever and really reach people on a one-on-one basis and explain why we're out there. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes back after this.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
For the final hour, we're going to just shoot through your phone calls, 866-582-9933. But I want to take this opportunity to thank one of my great sponsors out there, SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any barter item, even silver and gold. And, you know, besides that, folks, you know, if there isn't a crisis, don't you want to eat good food? Don't you want to eat real organics? Don't you want that victory garden everybody's talking about? SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. All right, let's jump to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Oh, we're on in Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, you're online.
Hey, Burmis.
Hey,
what's going on, man? What, that guy's calling it again?
He's got, he calls it every night.
He harasses you constantly. He harasses you constantly, man.
It's out of control. And the things that he was trying to say were just so beyond the pale, so out of control. I'm starting to lose it. You know, it's just like, dude, I do a news show. I read mainstream articles, and you still want to call in like everything I'm talking about is fairy tales and unicorns. I got news for you. It's not.
No, it is absolutely ridiculous, especially when, you know, literally everything you can, I mean, especially if you have, even if you don't have a Prison Planet membership, YouTube it or BitTorrent or whatever, if you want proof of what you're reading, it's like, you know, you have screenshots up, even though your screenshots articles are what's getting you banned from YouTube. That's just great. But anyways... basically all I wanted to say tonight was, continuing on, Luke and Manny were saying, I just got, we are changing Oshkosh off the ground where now, you know, police can track us without warrants. But remember, my friends, that means that there are public servants as well. So if we want, if we suspect one of them being dirty, we can, you know, track them with a video camera out in public as well. We feel that's the case. So,
you know, I was sent a video, not of something like that, but basically this guy was in his car, a younger guy, and a cop had passed him going 80 or 90 miles an hour without his lights on, kind of, you know, just out of nowhere, boom. And he chased the cop down and pulled the cop over, and he got him out of the car. I swear to God, I didn't.
Really?
When I was reading the description, I was like, this is impossible. You know what? If you just type it in, person pulls over cop, person pulls over cop YouTube or whatever, there's a lot of cursing in it, and that's why we're not playing it on the show. But, I mean, once he's got the camera on the cop, and he pulls him out, and he's like, yeah, you passed me going 90, no, I did not go 90 miles an hour, sir. He asks him for his name, he asks him for his badge number. The police officer, he turns the tables on him, and the cop is very, very nervous. It's a YouTube video I recommend to everybody, Mark, so definitely go check that out.
Definitely will. That's insane. But yeah, babe, that's pretty much it. Other than that, I'm going to be getting documentary screenings going. And, basically the message is, yeah, don't ever think there's, you know, nothing you can do. That's the defeatist attitude that doesn't get things done. There's always something you can do, you know, even if it's just like I was at, I was at Pick and Save today, and they have like four automated, you know, teller machines now where you check your own stuff out. It's like, really?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's big here in Austin, man.
Stuff like that, you know what
No, big over here in Austin. Like, you know, back in New York, you'd see that at like a BJ's or some of the lower level stores. You don't see it at, say, a Walmart or a Price Chopper. But here in Austin, it's in every Walmart. It's in the HEBs. It's in the hardware stores. Self-checkout over here is just like a way of life. And yeah, it's cutting out jobs. You wonder why there aren't any jobs in this country? Because they don't want any jobs in this country. They want to take us down to second world status, so we become amalgamated with Mexico and Canada in this North American Union. We're going to continue to take your calls on the other side. We're going to go to David, Bill, Connor, and more. 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve, surrender, or surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
To some callers, and then I want to get into this article, the Great Carbon Credit Con, Why Are We Paying the Third World to Poison Its Environment? In the fields around the giant chemicals factory in Gujarat, the barren soil smells of paint stripper, and the water from the well makes you gag. So why has it been given tens of millions of pounds of taxpayer-funded UN green reward points, which are traded hungrily on the financial markets at huge profit? Well, that's why. It's about huge profits and really taking the populace down a notch, expanding that gap between the elites and the slaves. They don't like the middle class. They don't like the upper middle class. They want a huge gap between you and I and the elitists. All right, let's go to David in Minnesota. David, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
Hi. I just have, well, I'd like to tell two quick stories, and they'll lead up to a point about 9/11 truth. The first quick story, I'm calling here from Michigan. This is a few years ago. There was a prosecutor for Oakland County, which is Michigan's richest county, named David Gorsica. And this is a high-profile case. He wanted to run for governor, so he wanted a couple of high-profile cases, right?
Mm-hmm.
At this time, this was the time of To Catch a Predator and all that. Child molestation was all the rage in the news and everything. So he wanted a couple of child molestation cases. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but it's kind of a rare crime is the point. I mean, as you know, child molestation as portrayed in, you know, the media is a kind of a rare crime. Anyway, make a long story short, that him and the police got, he told all the police and all of his prosecutors, he said, I want a couple of high-profile child molestations. Go get them for me. So ultimately, he chose to prosecute two people completely innocent. The cops and everybody, they just ran roughshod over these people. Fortunately, he messed with the wrong people. One of them was a wealthy Jewish businessman. Another guy had a big social circle. All the charges were dropped, but it was the police and what they were doing to these innocent people was just crazy. So the Michigan Bar Association and the Oakland County, I believe the commissioner's office, they both had investigations, right? Guess what both investigations said? Oh, well, maybe they made a few missteps, but they didn't do anything really wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the first story. The second story is Pat Tillman. Now, there were, you know, Pat Tillman, obviously there were three bullets put in his forehead from a distance of within 40 yards. Exactly. Well, it could have been 10 yards, could have been 39 yards, but within 40 yards. Now, there were no fewer than four military investigations. Actually, the first one says that there was, quote-unquote, criminal intent. But guess what? Every single other investigation always says, oh, maybe they made a few mistakes, but there was no malintent. There was. So I think you might be able to guess the larger point I'm building up to, which is...
Sure, same thing with 9/11. For instance, Philip Shannon, one of the 9/11 commissioners, has now written a book, which really hasn't gotten a ton of media coverage, where he admits, you know, NORAD lied to us and they made some missteps. And, you know, we really don't know the truth on what happened with air traffic control that day. But, you know, there was nothing malicious, but I think we should look back into it. And, you know, again, they didn't tell the truth. So, you know, they'll admit that they didn't tell the truth, but they'll always say, oh, there was no malicious intent.
Exactly. What you're asking to do, the government to do, is basically investigate themselves. It'd be like having O.J. Simpson, you know, investigate the murder of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And so when, you know, Richard Gage and all these people and yourself and all these people who do wonderful work, you know, the objective always, you know, you always seems a new independent investigation. And I guess my larger point is, and then I want to make another sub point on this, is that Richard Gage was on your show a few weeks ago. He was talking about how they're going to get, New York is going to run their own investigation come this fall or something. Mm-hmm. I have zero expectation that it will be the exact same thing as the 9/11 Commission report. I mean, they'll probably have Alan Dershowitz running it, you know?
Well, you know what? You're right. But at the same time, a lot of good things did come out of the 9/11 Commission. For instance, you know, I have Richard Myers and Eberhardt on record that drills were going on that morning, that there were false inputs, that they did have other targets. For instance, some of the things that didn't make the actual commission hearings did get into the Team 8 investigations, where they admit, oh, yeah, there were more hijackings than four. And the four hijackings, although they didn't admit hijacking signals, other planes did, and other planes had bombs on board, and they're heavily censored as well. And they also had to cop to the drills. So at the very least, more information, more, you know, fuel for the fire, I guess, will come out. And hopefully researchers like myself will bring it to the forefront until we hit the crescendo, that tipping point. Again, I don't think 9/11 truth is going to get its due, or the due that it deserves, until the 10th anniversary. And that's only if we're super aggressive on the way up to the 10th anniversary, where we, again, make the media cover us. Unfortunately, our American minds go in 5, 10s, 20s, 25s. We just relate to that more. And, you know, with the run up to the 7th anniversary, you could see the media cared less and less about 9/11 in general. You know, you saw a couple specials here and there, you know, a couple days before 9/11, then on 9/11, then maybe a retrospect the day after. But on the 5th anniversary, there were shows and specials running up in the months to 9/11, the weeks to 9/11. There was huge coverage on that day. There was huge coverage a week afterwards. So I think that, you know, although you're correct, and I don't believe that an investigation by any kind of New York political or governing body is going to come to the conclusion, hey, this was an inside job, I do believe more facts will surface, and people like us will be able to show those facts to others and hopefully, you know, sway someone's opinion, get somebody involved in this. Go ahead.
What Well, I guess my larger point was, yeah, I mean, I guess we're kind of in agreement that any government investigation is going to be watered down at best. But I guess my larger point is, like, let's take Loose Change and Fabled Enemies, the Loose Change Final Cut in particular, actually. It seemed you were very, it had a very clear strategy to never propose theories. It was just all clear-cut data, and I think that was great. Mm-hmm. But I guess if we're not counting on the government, I think rightfully so, to actually come up with, you know, name names and actually come up with an actual, you know, story, an actual, you know, sequence of events, what actually did happen, maybe, like, in the next, you know, the next iteration of Loose Change, be it by you or whoever, or the next great 9/11 truth movie, I would like, you know, names to be named. Obviously, we can name Cheney and Jerome Hauer and some of these other people. There are some people where it's, you know, they're clearly involved, but I guess that's what I would very much like to see is something, you know, with the actual story. I'd like to know what actually did happen. I have zero expectation that we'll ever get prosecutions, but I just want to know exactly who did, you know, and there have obviously been a lot of names. There are lots of people, you know, who, you know, like I just named a pair there, and there's several others who we can say, you know, emphatically were involved, you know, beforehand. Mm-hmm. So, but that's what I would like. And can I make one other small point somewhat off the subject?
Sure.
Really quickly, sorry. Alex Jones always talks about fertility rates, you know, being hurt. I just like mm-hmm. to say, actually, I don't know if all the men out there in particular should be very mindful of this. And this comes from the Massachusetts Research Institute and a couple of very prominent endocrinology studies. Men's testosterone levels are being systematic, and this is from Newsweek in January, February of 2007. Men's testosterone levels are being systematically eroded at a rate of 1% each year for the past 25 years. That's a very organized downturn. Very obviously, if it were something happening by accident, it would be much more wavy. We could be going.
It would be sporadic. It would be all over the place. You wouldn't see that. You wouldn't see a sloping incline or decline. I thank you for the call.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bill in Arkansas. Bill, you're on the line. Yes, Bill.
Hey, buddy. It's Bill in Alaska again.
Oh, sorry. Hey, how you doing, sir?
The Doomsday plane last night.
Yep. I remember. Did you get any more information on that?
Okay, it was there this morning, and I kept my eye on it all day long. I'm not exactly sure when it left, but it did leave. And come to find out, Mr. Gates was in town today.
So you think it was Mr. Gates' personal plane, huh? If there's a guy who's in the shadow government, and still, you know, a working member of this administration and the past one, it would be Robert Gates. Robert Gates was heavily involved in the Iran-Contra scandal, and that came to light. And that same international intelligence organization is still in power today, my friend. So that is very telling, Bill.
Well, he's been running around rural Alaska taking a look at all the different missile silos and stuff and deciding whether or not to cut the military funding or to increase it or leave it the way it's going. So that's what I'm gathering that he's up here doing. It's always comforting to know that you and I are spending the money on that fuel for him to peruse around and things like that.
Yeah, I know. It was like $325,000 for a quote-unquote photo op in New York City. You got to wonder what it costs to bring Gates around on an E-4B.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's going to be sickening. And, you know, what's even worse is the guys that I work with there, I'm like, dude, there's a doomsday plane sitting at the end of the runway. It's not a doomsday plane. I'm like, look, right here. Looked it up. Doomsday plane. What comes up? E-4B sitting there. So mm-hmm. you see the thing on the top? That's a doomsday plane. It's not a doomsday plane. One of the pictures that came up was, I think I remember seeing it in this cool film named Fabled Enemies. It was definitely the shot over the White House there. But, yeah, it's pretty sad. Even the people that I work with don't believe it's the doomsday
plane. Yeah, even the people in the military don't know the lingo for the E-4B, even though they admit that's what it's for. It's for mass Armageddon
Absolutely.
Exercises, and, I mean, that's the real deal. I thank you for the call, Bill. We're going to go to Connor, Jory, Patrick, and more. On the other side, I want to read some of this article. The farmers faced wizened and browned from hours in the harsh Guajarta sun. Lower a bucket into a well. It's a solid brick cylinder 100 feet deep. The sun is high in the sky, beating down on the scorched earth. In the baked fields, maize and cotton have been planted, but none of the crops look very healthy. Leaves are wilted and tinged brown. Nothing has been watered for months. Radha, a tough, sinewy widow, and the only female farmer here says that the well, which draws from deep groundwater, used to adequately supply the village and surrounding farms. We have plenty of water, but water is the problem, she says. As the bucket returns to the top, we can make out a white, almost oily-looking film on the surface of the liquid, which has formed little snowflake shapes. She scoops up the water and asks us to smell it. It has an odor so acrid, it catches in the back of our throats, making us cough. We can't irrigate our crops, she says. It's the water of death. It kills most crops we put on it. Gone bad, says the man who brought up the pail. See, this is what they want you to live in. They want you to live in squalor. They want Bechtel-type situations where they come in and privatize the water and poison it and then make you pay for it. That's what this is about. I mean, folks, this is such an extensive article. I'm not going to be able to go through the whole thing. I mean, with headlines like, we can't irrigate our land with it. It's the water of death. And the chief minister is paid off. He says it's a good business opportunity. He's taking the kickbacks. It's disgusting. And we're going to see more and more of that in this country if we let this green agenda through, this carbon credit system. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
are back. We're going to go to your calls, and in this next segment, we're going to play this clip of this woman in campaignforliberty.org on Glenn Beck. And, you know, I don't like Glenn Beck, but I do like the fact that he gave this woman a four-minute spot, a opportunity to tell people what Campaign for Liberty is. I wish that he had brought up the fact that they were demonized in the MIAC report. Any real journalist would have done so and made an issue out of that when this organization is, again, just about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, a government run for and by the people once more. And that's what it's all about. Connor in New Jersey, you're on the line, Connor.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
Oh, yeah, before I ask my question, I have to give you congrats on putting that idiot in his place.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. All right, so I just have a quick question. If you were to tell everyone here, everyone listening, one way that anyone can step up and be a part of the movement, what would that be?
I mean, one way to be a part of this movement is to talk to other people about the issues. And I'm not just saying, you know, you saw a movie and you said, oh my God, this movie is so crazy, you need to see this, and, you know, the Twin Towers were blown up and there were all these drills. No. First, you have to inform yourself, okay? So, you know, have talking points. Know what you're talking about. If you've got an iPhone, great. If you've got an internet app phone, great. If you've just got a phone that has video, you know, you want to talk about Building 7, have it on your phone. Have it readily available with you before you're prepared to bring it to somebody else, okay? And then second, be a human being. Talk to other people. Hand them DVDs, you know? Get out there and just be like, hey, Mom. I remember the first time I talked to my mother about this, and this is way back in 2002. You know, we're sitting on the highway, and she's driving me back to my place, to my hometown, and I'm going to do laundry, and we're talking just about how the economy's, you know, doing so much worse, and their eBay business isn't doing as well. And she turns to me and she goes, you know, why did these people have to do this? And I just, you know, I was fighting within myself whether or not I was going to tell my mother this. You know, am I really going to take the next step? Am I going to really start talking to my family about this? And I just turned to her and I go, Mom, I'm like, they didn't do this. And Mom, I've been looking into this. And unfortunately, you know, it was elements in our own government, you know. And she looked at me, and, you know, she didn't talk for a second. She goes, you know, Jason, that makes a lot more sense. That makes a whole lot more sense. And she was really accepting in the beginning. My stepfather was not. You know, my brother was not. My sister was not. My friends were not. But, you know, I saw that even my mother, you know, could wrap her head around it, you know, without knowing anything and just thinking to herself. And I said, okay, you know, I can do this with other people. So the main thing I tell other people out there is to educate yourself first and then inform others later. And, you know, if you want to take the next step, join We Are Change, you know, become part of the media, get yourself a camera. I mean, I rock a little tiny handy cam that cost me $200 last year. It doesn't even take a tape. It has a digital stick in it, and it does HD. I mean, the stuff I post on YouTube looks pretty good for YouTube, and it looks better before it goes to YouTube. And again, it's $200. I mean, $200 right now is literally nothing. You can't even get one of those cool Xbox 360s for $200. I mean, you know, so you got to make the decision in your life that you want to have an effect on other people's lives. And like I said, don't rush into it. Educate yourself first and then inform people later. I thank you for the call, Connor. Jory in Hawaii. Jory, you're online. Yes, Jory.
Jason, how you doing, man?
Good.
One issue I want to touch up on right now, have you guys covered anything about Facebook at all? I don't know if that's been an issue or...
You know, the last time I covered Facebook was when the Pope joined about 3 weeks ago, and I just pointed out that, you know, this is another place for the establishment to try to have a say away. You know, Barack Obama, obviously, on Facebook. There's a MySpace page for the White House now. You know, they are using technology, but all this stuff is a track, trace, and database system. I mean, people put where they went to school. Yeah. They're constantly updating, you know, where they are on Facebook, their mood. They're posting all their pictures from where they, you know, spent the weekend, all the parties they go to, the dances, all their acquaintances. I mean, this is really the NSA's wet dream. And let's talk about that on the other side, because in my next film, I'm actually going to be putting in a clip where they admit that the FBI is using MySpace to go after criminals and terrorists. Yes, so many terrorists use MySpace. It's Al-Qaeda-like. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Finish up your point.
Hey, so it goes beyond telling a location and pictures of yourself. You know, now there's questionnaires which tell you, you fill out these questionnaires that tells you which country you should live in, to what kind of fruits you resemble. And there's also things where you pick your five top sport teams, five objects by you. And it seems to me like too much of, it's kind of bizarre that some non-profit company is interested in setting up all these little questionnaires to answer these things. It just seems like they're taking information from you, and there's even ones where you put in just normal, like, passport-style photos, you know what I mean, not in a group, and it changes your face to a celebrity lookalike or a cartoon. It just seems like people are free will updating all these photos on here, these information. It doesn't seem like a smart idea. Like, there's obviously something behind this. It's not... You don't offer these free services for nothing. So,
well, you know what? These people would rather have you volunteer your information than seem intrusive when they ask you about it.
Absolutely.
And they are really able to profile the vast majority of people on Facebook. I'm sure I'm profiled. I have something like around 2,000 friends on Facebook. I got about 7,500 on MySpace. And I try to keep, you know, my personal life pretty personal. You know, I'm not one of those guys that posts a bunch of pictures of where I was. I know there's people out there. There are people that post pictures of me, but I keep you know, my MySpace and my Facebook basically about, you know, what I do professionally, what I believe in, you know, to get the message out. But there are those people that are constantly like, I'm over here, I'm over there. They can also build a pattern of where you go, what you do in a day. And I do think that's very dangerous, and people don't realize that Facebook is one of the top 10 websites in the world. So is MySpace. It's right up there with Google and Yahoo. You know, I mean, it's bigger than any porn site out there. And outside of the news, porn is the biggest thing on the internet. It goes search engines, Facebook, MySpace, news and porn. And then, you know, you start shooting into the upper echelons. But the things that I'm talking about are, you know, ranked sometimes 1, 10, less than 100 all the time. So it's very dangerous when people are just volunteering everything about themselves on an open source website. Forget about the government. You know, let's talk about psycho killers out there. But the problem is when psycho killers do actually do something like this Craigslist killer, the government then in turn uses that, just like this MySpace case where this woman posed as a young man who was interested in this young girl and then dumped her and told her to kill herself, and she did. And that's the basis for the Cyberbullying Act. So they always, you know, hop on its back and try to use that as an example. And that's another dangerous aspect of sharing everything you do on a website. I thank you very much for the call, Jory. All right, let's play this clip of Glenn Beck and Campaign for Liberty. No fan of Beck, big fan of Campaign for Liberty. Hit the clip.
Well, Timothy Geithner is in China.
I'd like more, please. Just a little more, please.
This is the first time he's been there since he's the Treasury Secretary. He told a crowd at Peking University that, quote, Chinese financial assets are very safe. The students laughed. Angel Robinson is with the Campaign for Liberty, an organization defending American principles and individual liberty. Angel, I have to ask you first, what is the Campaign for Liberty? Is this one of the, because I mean, is it funded by like the anti-George Soros or what?
No.
What is it?
It's a grassroots organization focused on making sure that we preserve liberty, defend the Constitution, uphold the Constitution, make sure that we hold the representatives accountable to the people. We just want to make sure that if we have this contract with the government, they should be following the contract.
Okay. H.R. 1207, what is it?
H.R. 1207 is the Federal Reserve Transparency Act of 2009. It is an amendment to the original Federal Reserve Act of 1913. In the original bill, the audit of the Fed was severely limited. Basically, you can't audit the Fed unless the Fed says, okay, come check and see what we're doing, make sure that everything's okay, which, you know, they're not going to do. You also can't find, they won't let us know what type of discussions and agreements they make with foreign governments, and that's really important to know. We don't know if the decisions they make are politicized. If they put the monetary policy stamp on it, it's basically secret, and we have no idea why they're making the decisions and what effects they'll have on the economy. The Federal Reserve has a mandate to protect the dollar and to stabilize the economy. They haven't done either of those, and so we definitely need to find out what's going on.
Okay. All right. Angel, I have to ask you, I think the Federal Reserve is a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's just a nightmare. But I have to ask you, how did you get involved? Because people who are into let's abolish the Fed, they're all geeks. You're a mom. You're like a normal human being. How did you get involved?
Right. Through the presidential elections, I started to pay a lot more attention. What with the war and the economy on the decline, it made sense that I should find out what's going on in my country. And so I started to read. I read a great book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which I advise everyone to read because it is great at letting you know how this creature came to being and exactly how it affects the economy. And the more I looked into it, the more I said, well, this isn't right. They're operating on an economic model that doesn't make sense to me. And I'm just an average American. I'm not an expert on anything. But a lot of this is common sense.
Let me just say this to America. Angel is not a, correct me if I'm wrong, you're not a spokesperson or anything for this organization. You were somebody that were in our studio audience And you got a tattoo on your arm. You're just cool. Right. And you asked a question about the Fed, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So you're not a spokesman. You are just, I'm putting you on television because you're an average mom.
Right. I'm a precinct coordinator. Anybody can be a precinct coordinator. Go to campaignforliberty.com and sign up, and you'll have the opportunity to talk to your neighbors about things that are important to you. If you live in the New York area, go to nyccfl.com. But no, I'm not a spokesperson for anything, but liberty. This is my country, and I want to make sure that I am encouraging my neighbors to pay attention, get informed about what's going on, and then take action.
You're the best. Angel, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, there it is, folks. And, you know, no fan of Glenn Beck, but she got off what she needed to say. She talked about the Creature from Jekyll Island on Fox News. That's great. If you haven't read The Creature from Jekyll Island, I encourage you to do so. If you're not familiar with G. Edward Griffin's great work, you need to be. We need to get him back on the program. Maybe we'll get him on Money Bomb Night, because he was on the original Money Bomb, and that's coming up in 9 days now. Wow, coming up really quick. And I think the way we're going to run it is that Jones is going to promote the Money Bomb on his show, then we're going to do this show in the evening, and then he is going to wrap up the Money Bomb the next day on his following show. We haven't worked all the kinks out, but we are hoping to garner at least another $250,000 so we can get the office next door and expand, you know, the info war even further. We're giving you 5 hours of PrisonPlanet.tv plus a day and 7 hours of radio a day, live radio a day. It's not cheap, folks. It's not easy. And we do have a small staff here, and we do want to expand. We want to have a weekend program. We want to have something more like a, you know, an Inside Edition, or, you know, an NBC news project. I mean, we want that, but it's, you can't imagine how hard it is to do just what we do here. All right. Let's go to Patrick in Washington. Patrick, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Good, man.
Yeah, I had a question for you. I recently discovered this other documentary filmmaker, and I was curious if you've had a chance to see any of his work and what you think of some of the work he's done. His name is Lennon Honor. He has a YouTube channel called Lennon Honor Films and a website of the same name.
And what are the movies?
That's the interesting thing. He covers a plethora of issues. He covers a lot of the politics, like you and Alex does with his documentary, Presidential Elections Are a Fraud. Mm-hmm. And he also covers a lot of history involving the media and entertainment using mind control and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I may have seen some YouTube clips. People send me stuff all the time, but I got to tell you, the title of the movie you just told me doesn't ring a bell. The guy's name doesn't ring a bell either. Can you tell me anything else he's done? Any other of the movies?
Oh yeah, he just came out with his latest one called Who Is Oro Oyegamunde, mm-hmm. and that has to do with some of his esoteric work, basically kind of like Jordan Maxwell type stuff.
He didn't do the Codex Elementarius movie, did he?
No, he did not. No.
See, I watched the Esoteric Agenda film that was basically about Codex Elementarius and more. That's probably the last, you know, YouTube, Google video type documentary I've watched all the way through, and that was probably about 6 months ago. So send it to me over at myspace.com/Jason Burmes, and if I get the time, I'll definitely check it out. I'm always into new things, and I'm always into new filmmakers. I thank you for the call, Patrick. Alan in Virginia. Alan, you're online.
Oh, thanks, Jason. I wanted to report on the police state checkpoint at Union Station in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. You come up from the local subway station, and right just to your left, immediately, there's a Obama store. It's an all Obama, all their propaganda, paraphernalia, and stuff. All right. So you go up to the ticket counter, and you want to just buy a... All right, sell me a ticket to go to my destination. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if it's a local Maryland rail, they demand to see your ID. And you can't get on a train, any train, without showing your ID. Now, I want to go into a little bit about what a police state checkpoint is and why it's there. You see, it has nothing to do with security. I mean, anybody can show a forged a passport or anything. Mm-hmm. The point is... to enforce people, I mean, honest people will always get a honest ID. They won't go in and forge it. So it's to try to force people into their control grid. That's the entire point. They put it at inconvenient places like airports and rail stations where they got you at a counter and they demand your ID, and that's why they do it. It's to force you into their
grid. Well, it's also to really get you to cow down to authorities, to acclimate you to the fact that you are a slave. This is what they did in Germany. Your papers, please. Getting you used to the fact that you have to carry your papers on you. If you don't, you could go to prison or worse. And you must submit to the authorities, and it's just disgusting that they're trying to ID people now to get on train stations. It's gross. It's a miscarriage of justice. If you look into any of these train bombings, whether it be the Madrid bombings or the 7-7 bombings, they have this international intelligence organization's, the Invisible Empire's fingerprints all over it. I thank you for the call. Let's go to John in California. John, you're on the line.
Yeah, hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, sir.
On the subject of dumbed down America, mm-hmm. I'd like your opinion why this nation is the most dumbed down of anyone in the world. I mean, you go to Europe or even Britain, everyone knows what's going on with the government and they follow the news. And I mean, you have riots in France, but we don't have riots here. Why do you suppose that is?
You know, I don't know why we don't have more riots and uprisings in this country. I kind of liken it to that soccer stadium mentality. Like you said, in Europe, you know, you'll see soccer riots. You'll see people go to government buildings. You'll see Molotov cocktails. And we haven't seen anything like that in this country since the race riots in L.A., you know, when with the Rodney King decision. So I can't really answer that. I don't know why. You know, we seem to be the most docile. I mean, is it the mercury that's being cut, or I'm sorry, the high fructose corn syrup and everything that's being cut with mercury? Maybe. Is it the propaganda on television and in the movies? Maybe. Maybe it's just because we've had it too good for too long in this country, and we don't know what it's like, for instance, to be part of a world war. Sure, we sent people overseas in World War I and World War II, but there were never foreign troops on our soil. At least in Europe, you know, there was action going down. And perhaps, you know, the grandparents out there are still saying, you know, they still remember Hitler. They still remember what happened in Germany. So maybe that's part of it. I don't really know. But then you look over here, and the police state isn't quite as furthered as it is, say, in the UK and London, where it's seriously a facial recognition scanning control grid with all the cameras there.
You know, over there right now, the entire government is collapsing. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, no, I've been reading it. They're demanding that they want Gordon Brown to step down. And the thing is that they're still sticking into that left-right paradigm of the, you know, the Tory party and, you know, the other party's going to save them. Go ahead.
Yeah, everybody knows they're just rotten to the core, you know.
Yeah, but at the same time, they're still going along with the green agenda. You know, they're still out there, you know, promoting the war on terror as well. I haven't seen, you know, I didn't see them stand up and demand justice for the 7-7 victims. Even after, you know, a month ago, when the people that they accused of helping the quote-unquote suicide bombers were found not guilty. You know, even after they framed some cops saying during the investigation they misappropriated funds and needed to go to prison. People have not stepped up there either. So I really just think it's the general masses just willing to accept their slavery, and it sucks. I'm not going to be a slave.
The thing that kills me is nobody puts two and two together why there's no money and the military and the Pentagon are expanding logarithmically. You know what I'm saying?
No, exactly. The slaves don't have any money, but the authorities have all the money in the world to expand their military power, to expand their iron hand of justice or injustice, if you will, because it's not going to be justice for you and me. It's going to be justice for the elite. And justice for the elite. Yeah, exactly. Justice for the elite in their mind is us taking lower paying jobs, living in squalor, bowing down and accepting them as our lords. And that's if we're able to survive the storm. I thank you for the call. We the people and everywhere on earth. You're on the air.
Your last caller there, Jameson, your and his inner reaction there was like totally heavy, but may I shed some light on that?
Sure.
All right. It's like we the people, you have and I have and he has a great opportunity to come up with better alternatives to what the fascists are putting down. And we know who the fascists are. We know who the fascists are. And let me have this opportunity to say that a lot of times I disagree with Alex Jones and James Burmes, but at least you are out there putting forth your opinions. And I'll tell you what, and that's what's sacred, because we are the people. We are the people. Some of us are less eloquent than others of us. But as long as we the people have the basic bedrock of our U.S. Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our Magna Carta, there is no one on earth can overcome us or destroy us.
Well, I agree with you. And, you know, those documents are really only an extension of the individual human freedoms we all have just being born on this earth. We are all born with inherent freedoms to protect ourselves, to the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. You know, they don't give those to us in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. What they do is ensure that governments can't try to take those rights away from us. And they're still doing it. They've eviscerated the Constitution and Bill of Rights in this country because of terrorism, through the Patriot Act, through the Military Commissions Act, and now through the Give Act. And they want to take even more away with the Cyberbullying Act. I thank you for the call. We're going to finish up with Lance and Tim on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
All right, folks, we are back. Final segment of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. If you missed any of the show, you can go over to theinfowarrior.com. We got it on demand for the next 24 hours till I come on the program again. And if you missed yesterday's show, the podcast is available for download at the very same location on the left-hand side. All right, let's try to rush through these calls. Lance in Ohio, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, two things, a statement and a question. First,
sure.
A statement. On the Internet, where a lot of people are saying, oh, you can't shut down the Internet, you can shut it down. I'm in an MBA online program, and there's a student in Syria, and they regularly shut the Internet off to his access, regularly, all the time. So it is possible to shut her down.
Secondly, no, I agree. There absolutely is a way to shut it down. The problem is that hopefully, I'm hoping that hackers out there are going to be offering some kind of a black market Internet where we're going to be able to get around this massive shutdown. But we'll see.
Well, he does a couple of hopping, IP hoppings, and he's able to get Facebook and other stuff that's illegal there.
I got you.
Secondly, what's your views? I wanted to ask Alex this, but I got cut off last time. What's your views on the Mormon religion?
You know, for me,
they say a lot of stuff, you know, prepare and prepare and prepare, but then you look at it, and there's a lot of also a Mason.
Yeah, a lot of people say that Joseph Smith was a Mason. I don't know for sure. To me, since I take more of a secular approach anyway, I'm not here to come down on anybody's religion. Again, I go by the content of somebody's character, and Stephen Jones is probably the only Mormon that I've really sat down and had extensive conversations with, and he's a good man, and you know, I believe that he believes he's doing the right thing, and I think there are a lot of good Mormons out there. I try not to subscribe to any organized religion because I just don't know. You know, I wasn't around in the beginning of the time. I gotta be honest, me and God don't have conversations. You know, I mean, we don't. You know, I can sit there and ask for something in the sky all day long, and I've never gotten an oral response in my head or anything like that.
Exactly.
So to me, you know, I let people do their own things. If it's a positive thing in their life, let them do it. You know, if they need that as a pillar or if it helps them in any way, I'm all for it. And, you know, I think that people are way too into, you know, Protestants don't like Methodists, don't like Lutherans, don't like Mormons, don't like Catholics, you know. And then I've got, go ahead.
I'm sorry. My premise on this is they're saying a lot of things that Alex and yourself and this movement's also saying.
Mm-hmm.
So are they, you know what I mean? Are they?
Yeah, no, they're anti. In other words, at some level, they don't want big government. They don't want, you know, the establishment in their lives. Well, yeah, you know what?
On the backside of everything.
Well, I think that, again, they're harder to infiltrate, too, because they're a smaller group. You know, with these clergy response teams, they're mostly, you know, down-home churches. And, you know, you're going to find the Mormon religion in really concentrated areas, mostly in Utah. So that they have more of a tight-knit community, and I think that they've kept most of their beliefs, their belief systems amongst themselves and been harder to infiltrate. But then again, you know, I don't know enough about it. I thank you for the call, Lance. I got to jump to somebody else. Let's go to Tim in Florida. Tim, you're on the line.
Yes, hi, Jason. I just wanted to say, big fan of you guys, long time listener, first time caller, a Prison Planet member, passed out plenty of you, Loose Change, Alex's films, big fan, as I said. But I have a question for you. I don't know, maybe you can give me some advice how to deal with some of these people. But, you know, I know Alex is going to be on, he's starting on XM on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I try to debate some of these people on the XM fan boards, and they say, you know, Alex is, you know, he's a government agent, he's a conspiracy theorist. And I try to, you know, point out the facts that, you know, like with 9/11 and Building 7, you know, how can you people deny that, you know?
Well, if you look at it, they try to attack the messenger. You know, we only got about 30 seconds left here. But like you said, they try to say, you know, Alex Jones is this or Alex Jones is that. They don't want to tackle the actual issues. They don't want to tackle Building 7. They don't want to go and look at Barry Jennings' interview where he talks about explosions in the building. They don't want to see the news clips that day from him and another gentleman, Michael Hess, talking about those explosions. So you just got to keep on keeping on. It's the Info Warrior back tomorrow night.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4. The hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.